ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The need to make towns and cities resilient to natural disasters has become a critical thing for governments and those who plan our cities and regional centres. Natural Hazards Research Australia is a national organisation and it's tasked with addressing the major challenges that arise from events like bushfires and cyclones, heatwaves and floods, which we experience in our country. And they've just appointed a new science and innovation director. Cheryl Desher is a Professor of Resilient Infrastructure and Communities at Griffith University and joins us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
Good. As a child, you say you knew that you wanted to work in environment protection in some way. Where did that desire come from?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm from Mauritius, Patricia. And while I was visiting there on one of my many visits to see family, I just saw a beach full of rubbish after a brilliant celebration of New Year's Eve. And that clash between people really loving their environment and also having the potential to cause damage in being there really just struck a chord. I think I was about 11 at the time, and that carried then through my learning and studies, and here I am.
And you founded the Griffiths Disaster Management Network. What was its purpose?
Yes, so the Disaster Management Network is my mischievous attempt, I think, to have multiple disciplines coming together from across the university's areas of teaching and research to actually tackle those wicked and challenging problems that we're seeing today. So I've got so much talent in this country that's focused on the specialities, you know, engineering, science, planning, design, architecture, health, law. And having those folk come together and look at challenges together, sitting side by side, I think that that gives me energy every day to do that work.
How will you approach approach your new role? Like, what do you plan to do with it?
Yeah, it's interesting with your speakers this morning, Patricia, just listening across that canvas of current and pressing challenges from the domestic violence through to the holding corporations responsible and governments accountable for how we act. And then also thinking about it at a very personal level, how we hold ourselves responsible and how we are accountable for our behaviours. I think disasters really bring that home. And you look at disasters being a particular environment where we've got heightened stress, we've got people potentially being in confined situations, or they might be in really different physical locations that they're not familiar with at all. Dare I say, we might have kids without Wi-Fi or families without Wi-Fi and internet connection. And these kinds of stressful situations cause additional pressure on our communities that are potentially just recovering from previous disasters at the same time. So inside that really complex environment of current and future disasters that we're looking ahead at with climate change, I think Natural Hazards Research Australia, for me, is a place where we can gather that national momentum of our researchers from right around the country, 40 plus universities doing great work, and bring them together to help address those wicked and complex challenges.
In New South Wales, a new agency called Resilience New South Wales was set up after the Black Summer bushfires, but then scrapped following major floods in 2022. What can governments learn from that weird episode?
Coming from an I actually teach a lot in risk analysis and management, so call me a bit of a geek for that area, but we learn in risk analysis and that whole environment of trying to do things differently and continual improvement that we need to have a go and see how things go, and then most importantly evaluate, and as things are working or perhaps parts of the system aren't working, then we try something else or improve on what we have. And you know, we just heard that over the last half hour in terms of the current challenges today. So I won't speak specifically about New South Wales. I think every state government is wrestling with how to spend money most effectively. Listeners might not know, Patricia, we spend at the moment, we were spending 97% of our spending nationally was going on disaster response and recovery. And, you know, less than 5%, probably around 3% was being spent on preparedness and prevention activities. So when the state governments are setting up, structures to help us be living really well amidst what's happening around our natural disaster landscape, then the feds and state governments are all really interested in shifting that balance so that we're spending more in preparation and preparedness, prevention and preparedness. So I think you'll see that as one of those causal factors looking ahead as we see our governments trying different things.
Well, congratulations. It's a really interesting area you're working in, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheryl.
Yes, thanks very much, Patricia.
Cheryl Descher is a Professor of Resilient Infrastructure and Communities at Griffith University and will be joining Natural Hazards Research Australia as the Science and Innovation Director in June.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.